Jim, I want to be mamshech on something that we spoke about on Shabbos afternoon, talking about the chiyuv of chayiv adam liris as atzmai kilo yatzmei mitzrayim, which, as we mentioned on Shabbos afternoon, is not a divrei agada. It's not something which is just a nice zog that we say in agada. It's something which the Rambam paskins as a chiyuv. It's before Shem Gemara that there's a chiyuv of chayiv adam liris as atzmai kilo yatzmei mitzrayim. Again, we mentioned on Shabbos afternoon that there's two types of halal. One is a halal which is said on a regular yontif, like the Briskerov says, which is a general halal. None is the halal of Lela Seder, which comes as a direct result of Chayv Adam Liris Es Atzmi. That once I feel that I'm mamish Liris Es Atzmi, kilu yatza ata, like Lashon the Rambam, Meshibin Mitzrayim, that I right now am exiting Mitzrayim, there's a natural niggin, a natural song that comes out of a person, and that's the shira that's supposed to take place on Pesach Naim. It's all built on this side of Chayv Adam Liris Es Atzmi, kilu yatza ata, Meshibin Mitzrayim, like Lashon the Rambam. And the shayla just is, a very posh shayla, which we didn't have time to talk about Shabbos afternoon, is why dafka? Why dafka on Pesach? Which means Purim, we don't find that concept echlal. Even though there's a famous verse from the Baal Shem Tov, kolakayra Megillah l'mafreya l'yatza, that if you're reading Megillah, as if it's something that just happened in the past, l'yatza, you have to read it as if you're there. But that's the way the Baal Shem Tov understood what a person's supposed to be doing in Purim. And every yantif, you're supposed to feel the or itself as if it's happening right now. The Kedusha Slavi very famously says, b'yomim mehem bazman hazeh, means that bazman hazeh, the ha'ara that took place then, the Yeshua that took place by Yom HaMahim, is taking place by Zman HaZeh. When I come to Sukkot, it's not that I'm celebrating something that was. You don't believe in history. I'm not celebrating something that took place thousands of years ago. Rather, by Yom HaMahim, the ha'ara that was Neskala then, Bazman HaZeh is being Neskala right now on Sukkot, Tavshin Pei Dalet. But the only yontif that we find an obligation, a chiv, Paskin like this in Halacha, that there's a chiv of chayiv adam liraisis atzmei kilu yatzim mitzrayim, is dafka by Pesach. The shaila is why? What's unique about Pesach? That you have to be able to get to the level where, not just that I'm talking about the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? That's one of the chilukim between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim of the whole year and Lela Seder, is that Lela Seder, you have this extra chiv of chayv adam liris, this atzmai. Why dafka? What's the inyan, the dafka when it comes to Pesach? It's the only yontif that we find that I have to mamish live as if I'm experiencing the golus and the geula right now. Chayv adam liris, this atzmai kilu yatzim mitzrayim. Why dafka Pesach? What's the chiddush in Pesach that makes it more connected to this inyan of chayv adam liris, this atzmai kilu yatzim mitzrayim? Va'id. And we'll see, everything's connected, and it's a sugya that I thought about mamash this afternoon talking about, and I started, and I just told my wife before, I said, if I'd have another 3-4 hours to, you know, before this year, and another 3-4 hours to give this year, we can talk about it. It's a massive, massive sugya, but we'll talk about one chelik of one tiny nekuda of the sugya, and again, it's you know, from there, you can be marchim in it throughout Lela Seder and throughout Pesach to be marchim in this nekuda. But another Indian that we find, dafka, when it comes to the Indian of Golos, of Mitzrayim and the Geul of Mitzrayim, aside from this Indian of Chayv Adam Liris Es Atzmai, is that we find a strong connection to the idea of dreams. Sai Mitzad, Golos in general, we find is connected to a dream. You know that when Yaakov Avinu, who's the first dream that we find in the Torah, Yaakov Avinu, Vinu Sulamutzev, Ertzev, Reish Megiah, Shemaim, Malachim Elikim, Oglim, Vyordim Ba, the Medrash says that the Malachim Elikim, they were being Oila and Yairid, were the Sarm of the Umis Oilim, which means every one of the nations that Klai Yisrael is going to be subjugated to it throughout the various Golos that we're going to be in, those are the Malachim that were being Oilim and Yairidim. The Medrash over there says that the Malach of Edom, the Sar of Edom, went up, and it wasn't Yairid, and that's references to our Golos, the length of our Golos, the difficulty of our Golos, but it's very clear in that dream, according to the Medrash, that Yaakov Avinu's dream, the first chalayim we find in the Torah, is connected to the Indian of Golos. The Yaakov Avinu saw Sulam Utsav Arza, Rosh Megiah Shemaima, Lechem Oilam Vyardim, that's the Indian of Golos. Va'oid, that's Golos in general. But Befrat, when it comes to Golos Mitzrayim, everything revolves around dreams. Yosef Atzadik goes down to Mitzrayim because if Yosef Atzadik has dreams. Yosef Atzadik has a chalayim, one chalayim, two chalayimis. Yosef Atzadik has a dream. The brothers get jealous because of the chalayim. The brothers end up selling Yosef Atzadik down to Mitzrayim. That's where he ends up. And the way that Yosef Atzadik rises to power, it's through the chalim of Parech. Parech has a chalim. Parech has a chalim. One chalim, two chalimis. Parech has a chalim. And from there, that's where Yosef HaTzadik, who's the pisser of the chalimis, who's involved in the chalimis of the Sar Mashkim and Sar Oifim, now Yosef HaTzadik, who's known in jail as the one who's able to be pisser chalimis, now he's able to come out, and now he's able to rise to power to become the Sheni Lamelech, which is what his dreams are all about. He becomes a Sheni Lamelech, and Memela, Klal Yisrael, is able to come down to Mitzrayim in the proper way. We know that Yosef HaTzadik, we've mentioned many times, Yosef HaTzadik really paves the path for Klal Yisrael coming down to Mitzrayim. The reason why the Baruch Hashem made it that Yosef HaTzadik went down to Mitzrayim is like Chazal say, Yaakov Avinu could have gone down and Shalshalah Shalbarzel. Yaakov Avinu and all of Klal Yisrael could have been schlepped down to Mitzrayim. The Baruch Hashem made it in a way that it was geschmack, it was enjoyable. Yosef HaTzadik went down. Yosef HaTzadik was in power. Then Yehuda was able to come down to be able to set up a Beis Medrash. It was done in a way which was paving the path for Klal Yisrael to go into Golos, to be able to make it through Golos, and ultimately to be able to get out of Golos. Memela, the idea of Golos in general is a chalayim. But when it comes to the Indian of Golos Mitzrayim, everything revolves around chalayim. Yosef HaTzadik getting thrown into jail, Yosef HaTzadik getting out of jail, Klal Yisrael coming down, Yosef HaTzadik becoming the Melech, which is the beginning of Klal Yisrael's Golos and the beginning of the Geula of Klal Yisrael getting out. As we mentioned on Shabbos, the Yikach Moshe is Atzmas Yosef, that the way that Klal Yisrael gets out of Mitzrayim is dafk with the Atzmas of Yosef, dafk with the Indian of Yosef HaTzadik. That's the way of Kriyas Yamsuf, Ma Ra, Aronish al Yosef. Memela, everything that revolves around the Indian of Pesach and Golos Mitzrayim and Geulas Mitzrayim revolves around the Indian of a dream. Why dafka dream? What's the Indian of a dream that is connected specifically to Golos Mitzrayim? Va'oyin, connected to what we're just talking about now, we find also an Indian of sleeping, also very heavily connected to the Indian of Lela Seder. We find this halacha, first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, I think it's, I don't know which siman it is, first halacha that the parents should give out kloyim ve'agoyzes, they should give out candies to the children. Why? So that the children shouldn't fall asleep. A lot of the things that we do on Seder night is Kadesh Yishalat tonight, because why do we want the children to ask? Zaktik Mar Psachim, they should ask so that they shouldn't fall asleep, which means there's a tremendous emphasis at the beginning of the Seder. The father comes home right away, begins Kadesh Orchatz, everything has to begin right away, all revolving around that the children shouldn't fall asleep. That's the beginning of the Seder. The end of the Seder is another Allah and Shulchan Aruch. The end of the Seder, the rat, like the Mechaber says, I think we mentioned this two or three times over Shabbos, Mechaber says, Ad Shechot Vashena, that the goal, the ultimate shleimus of Lela Seder is to get to the place where you fall asleep, which means the beginning of Lela Seder is no sleep. And we do everything possible to make it so exciting that nobody falls asleep. And the shleimus of Lela Seder is dafka to fall asleep. That the Rambam says, don't, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't go to sleep. Ad Shechot Vashena, sing the Shirim and Teshbachas of the Rabbanu Shalom until sleep overtakes you. So again, for some reason, at the beginning of Lela Seder, the worst thing you could do is fall asleep. You want to make sure even the children don't fall asleep. Nobody should fall asleep. You make it as exciting as possible. But the shleimus of Lela Seder is everybody should fall asleep. Everybody should, at the end of Lela Seder, after Dalek Kaisis and after singing Shirim and Teshbachas, everybody should be sleeping on the table. So what's the pshat? If Shina is a bad thing, if Shina is not a good thing, if sleeping is not a good thing, and we're trying to stop it at the beginning of the Seder, so why is that the shleimus? And not only should I fall asleep, I should fall asleep on the Seder, on the Ka'ara. I should fall asleep mamash on top of my Haggadah. That's the ultimate. A person wants to know if you did the Shpitz Seder, it's if you fall asleep on top of the Haggadah at the end of Nirtza, at the end of when a person's already singing the Shiras Teshbachas of Hashem, middle of Shir Shir, we fall asleep. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says is the ultimate shleimus of the Seder. So why dafka at the beginning could I not fall asleep? And then for some reason at the end, the shleimus of Lela Seder is dafka to fall asleep. So we mentioned on Shabbos, I think Shabbos by the Kiddush, that in order to really be able to get out of a gullus, in order to really be able to get out of a gullus properly, the only way it could be done is when you understand what the kayach of the ummah that you're fighting is, you're able to then go ahead and be mevarer the toiv from within that nekuda, pull out the toiv from within that nekuda, and then I'm really able to get out of gullus, which means every one of the ummahs, every one of the 70 nations have a specific kayach that's their kayach. That's why, for example, we find Chazal say that the Rabban Hashem went around to all the ummahs ha'olam before Matan Torah, and they said, Maksib Bey, and the Rabban Hashem told them what their kayach is. And every one of the ummahs have a kayach which has a tzad of toiv in it. And Klal Yisrael's avodah when we go into Golas is to be able to be mevarer the toiv from within the ra, to be able to look at the ummah, to be able to pull out whatever toiv is in that ummah, pull it out, utilize it for toiv, and once we do that, we're not tachas the shlita. The only reason why we're underneath and we're subjugated by any other nation is only because they have some nekuda that's a mila that we don't have. So we go down to that place, we're in Golas, the goal is to then go ahead and be mevarer what their nekuda is, pull out their nekuda, and by pulling out the nekuda, Mamela were able to show that we have a shlita over them because we took whatever toiv is there, and Mamela were able to get out of the gullus that we find ourselves in. Like we said, Chazal said that Klal Yisrael wiped out Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael wiped out Mitzrayim, we took out all, any netzaitis of toiv within Mitzrayim, and that's why it's beferish alav in the Torah, not to go back to Mitzrayim. We took out any toiv that was in Mitzrayim, we took it out, and Mitzrayim gets totally wiped out. That's what happened, that all the Mitzrayim died. So we say in Azgash every day, all the Mitzrayim died, but Klal Yisrael saw Mitzrayim al-Sfas Hayam, that all the Mitzrayim died because there was nothing left. There was no Toiv there. The only way that they're able to stay alive is because of that Nekud of Toiv. And at that moment, the Rim of Var, the Toiv from the Ra, everything's gone, and we take the Toiv, and Mele, we're not Tachas HaShlita. So in order to understand what the Koyach of Mitzrayim, in order to understand what Geula and Golas Mitzrayim is, we have to be able to understand what the Koyach of Mitzrayim is. What is the Nekuda that is Golas Mitzrayim, and what are we supposed to get to when we try to get out of Mitzrayim? And Befrat, like we said, Chayiv Adam Liris is Atzmi, Kili Atzmi Mitzrayim. So I have to understand what is Mitzrayim, and what is the way that I get out of Mitzrayim. And again, we spoke about one chelik of that on Shabbos by the Kiddush, what the Koyach of Mitzrayim is a Meitzer, and the Yam, and the Inin Abayis, and the Savadim. That was one chelik, and we'll talk about tonight maybe another chelik, which is also connected to the Inin of Mitzrayim, and it's also going to be Meramis in the name of the nation, because every name always represents the essence of what that thing is. So it'll be Meramis also in the name of Mitzrayim, but we'll see exactly what it means. So in order to understand what the Koyach of Mitzrayim is, we have to first back up We have to first talk about what the koyach of the Yetzer Hara is. Because obviously the Golos of Mitzrayim is the shirish of all other Golosin. The Chazal say we count that as the shirish of all other Golosin. And the Pari specifically, and the koyach of Pari, is the ultimate koyach of the Yetzer Hara. It's the first real Yetzer Hara that Klal Yisrael as a whole, as a nation, begins to face. And maybe he's the shirish of the Inyan of Ra, the shirish of the Inyan of Yetzer Hara. So in order to understand what the koyach of Mitzrayim is, we first have to understand what the koyach of the Yetzer Hara is. Rav Nachman writes the following thing, and again, everything I'm saying tonight is based on two tzaddikim. Rav Nachman or Tzaddik could talk about the sugya ba'arichas gadol. I'm just going to talk mamash at tamsis of a few small pieces from various places throughout Likutei Moran and Sifrei Rav Tzaddik, where he talks about this kind of. Rav Nachman writes like this in Torah Chaf Hei in the first chelik of Likutei Moran. Tzarech kol adam lahisi etz atzmai lekayach hamadama. Every person has to get himself out of what he calls the koyach hamadama. Koyach hamadama means the power of imagination. Ulalis el seichel, to go up to the place of seichel, which means there's a koyach, which Rav Nachman says is the ultimate yetzer hara, and that's called the koyach hamadama, the power of imagination. A person has to be tzarech kol adam. Every person has to be haitzias atzmai mehamadama, pull themselves out of the imagination. Ulalis el seichel, to go to the place of seichel. Seichel means that I'm not imagining things. That nothing's just imagination. Nothing's just fantasy. But I'm living in the reality of seichel. Ukeshenimshech acher madama. When a person goes after the koyach of madama, he's just following whatever his heart wants, because the koyach, power of imagination, is rooted in the heart. It's not rooted in the seichel. It's rooted in a place where I imagine whatever my heart fantasizes about. That a person uses the lave, the madama shebalev, the power of imagination within the lave, and a person utilizes it to have the koyach of dimyan, the koyach of fantasy, which a person utilizes as the koyach of the yetzer. I'm a mele zaktim Nachman. If you want to be able to get out of the place of the yetzer hara, if you want to get away from the yetzer hara, the ikra avaydis ki tzarech kol adam lahitzi es atzmai mekayach hamadama. You have to pull yourself out of the koyach hamadama and go to the place of seichel. It's what Chazal mean when Chazal say ein adam chayte elam kin nichnas be ruach shtos. What's a ruach shtos? Ruach shtos is koyach hamadama. Ruach generally comes from the place of lev, right? Ruach has always comes from the place of the emotions. A ruach shtos means it's a fantasy. It's something which is not real. What does a person do in avera? A person does an avera, whether it's an avera of taiva, whether it's an avera of kavod or gaiva. All of these averas are rooted in some sort of fantasy. It's a fantasy that I think that this is going to be what's going to be mashlami, that if I get this taiva, if I'm able to run after this thing, and if I'm able to be masik this house, this person, this car, whatever I want to be masik in terms of taivas mammon, or in terms of taivas kavod, if I get that, if I get to sit on, you know, that dais, if I get to have that much kavod, if I get to get that many people stand up for me, then ultimately I'm going to be able to get the taiva that I'm looking for. But all of it's a koyach hadimyon, because what the Yetzer Hara does is that as a person chases the things that he thinks are going to give him the ultimate satisfaction, and the Olam HaGashmi, he's able to see that there's nothing there. He runs after what he thinks is going to give him real satisfaction, real simcha, real taiva, real kavod, real kinna, and ultimately sees that it doesn't get him anywhere. That all of it was just a figment of his imagination, which was caused by the Yetzer Hara in order to get him to run after taiva. It's why, for example, we find that the kayach of the two shayrish of all averis in the world are the kayach of the Eitz Hadas and the Chet HaEgel. The Eitz Hadas was the beginning, and the Chet HaEgel was a repetition of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. After Kaidim, Klal Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel. Klal Yisrael was holding at the ultimate place of Yisim Kalikim, Mamash. They were holding at the place where there was no Misa anymore in the world. Paskazu, Muslim, like the Gemara in Shabbos says, only once they did the Chet HaEgel, then they fell back again to the place of Adam Rishon Acharachet. Both of those averis are rooted in the Kayach HaDimyon. The Nachash told Odom and Chava, if you even the Eitz Hadas, v'yisim kelikim, that you think that right now you have to shleimus, if you even the Eitz Hadas, that's the ultimate shleimus, v'yisim kelikim. And Chet HaEgel is the same thing. How the Malach HaMavis, how the Yetzer Hara get Klal Yisrael to do the Avera, nid malay shumais. He showed Klal Yisrael an Aron of Moshe Rabbeinu, ki'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu died. The Klal Yisrael said, Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming down. He showed them an Aron, and he said, look, Moshe Rabbeinu died, and Lashon of Chazal is nidmalayim shumais. It looked to Klal Yisrael like Moshe Rabbeinu died. And Mimela, the way that the Yetzer Hara gets a yid to fall to the place of averus is always when a person's caught up in the koyach hamadama. Everything's a fantasy. Everything's fake. All of the things that the Yetzer gets us to run after are not real. It's just a figment of our imagination, something that we think is going to bring us shleimus, and ultimately doesn't do anything for us. And Mimela, the koyach of the Yetzer Hara, Nachman says, he teaches up, and this is the way he says, you have to call the Yetzer Hara, befrap is manainu, he says, you have to call the Yetzer Hara, the koyach hamadama. If you want to know what, how to teach up, what is the Yetzer Hara? The Yetzer Hara is fake. The Yetzer Hara is imagination. The Yetzer Hara is fantasy. It's a smokescreen. There's nothing real. There's nothing real there. It's just something which is created. It creates this, you know, big bubble as if it's going to be something. And ultimately, you prick it, and there's nothing there. I think we mentioned before that Rav Nachman has a peldik mashal. Rav Nachman writes in Sichas Aran. He says a Yetzer Hara doyme. Use the word doyme. Doyme kamoi misha hoylich v'ratz bein b'nei adam. Zakhtar Nachman, what do you, if you want to compare the Yetzer, if you want to talk about the Yetzer, what is he like? The Yetzer is like somebody who's running bein b'nei adam. He's running amongst other people. V'yadei skura. and his hand is squeezed closed. The ain adam yedei ma b'seicher. Nobody knows what's inside it. V'umer rama b'nei adam v'sheilachol echad mani oiches. And he tells everybody, "What do you think I'm holding in my hand?" Right. So everybody's chasing him. It's much easier to imagine a kid in a playground. Kid after Hanukkah, he comes back from Hanukkah vacation. Everybody has whatever they got from their parents for the Hanukkah presents. And this kid's holding his hand. There is knapsack closed, and he says, "Everybody's running after him." He says, "What do you think I have?" And every person, every kid in the playground thinks that he got whatever he wanted to get from his parents, and his parents couldn't afford, or his parents decided not to get him. So every kid has the dimion that probably what's in his knapsack is the kind of thing that I wanted that my parents didn't get for me. Because I think that what he has in his knapsack is the thing that I don't have, and he has it, so everybody runs after this kid. Everybody says, in the closed knapsack is probably what I have, probably what I want and what I don't have. And then afterwards, finally, it's the end of recess, the bell's about to ring, everybody's surrounding this kid, and they finally, the bully in the class finally forces the kid to open up the knapsack. And it's an empty knapsack. And he got all the kids to chase him around the playground, the whole recess, all, each one thinking, nidma ki'ilu, that he's holding whatever they want, and ultimately, as they grab him, put him into a corner, and they open up his knapsack, there's nothing there. He opens up his hand, and there's nothing there. K'moikein mamash ha-yetzahara. Zakta Menachman and Sichas Haran, this is the Yetzar. Shumar Rama es kol ha'olam. He doesn't do this on the playground. He does this to big boys. He makes the whole world run after him, and he fools the whole world. V'kol ratzam achrav. Everybody's running after the Yetzar Hara. Umar Rama l'kol echad v'echad, ad shenidma l'kol echad v'echad. It looks to every person like the Yetzar Hara has, kilu yesh b'adem mashu chafetz. He has what I want, and he has what's going to make me happy, what's going to bring me to the place of Shlemus. Kifi sh'tuse v'tavasei. Based on the Ruach Shtus that's in a person, and the Taiva that's in a person, v'achakach b'saif. Now, it's not clear exactly when the seif is. Hopefully, it's not b'seif achameva esrim. Hopefully, the seif takes place b'hai alma, that a person's able to get to that point where he punctures the ear of the Yetzirah, and he sees it's ka'ash and tichla, that there's nothing really there. Hupisech es yodeh ve'ein ba'klum. Ki ein mish yamala ta'avasei etzlai. The Yetzirah has nothing that will ever fill up another person. Ein mish yamala ta'avasei etzlai. There's nothing there. Everything there is just all false, and everything there is all fake, and it's just a fantasy, and it's a dimion, and it's a koyach ha-madama. And Mimil, that's our Rabbi Nachman teaches. What is the Yetzirah? The Yetzirah is the Indian of the koyach ha-madama. Rabbi Tzadik writes the same thing. We see Laila and Islam and Hey. So we're there at Kiyah Shofar, but he writes, V'ikra koyach ha-yetzirah, Eina ela shka b'dimion. What is the Yetzirah? Is when a person becomes meshuka into the Indian of dimion. A person gets sunk into the place of dimion. That a person starts to think that this is a reality. She'eina manicha liskur ulasam al lavavai al manivra ba'ilam. Lis'ar mishinaseh. I'm falling asleep and I don't know what. I'm just stuck in a place of total slumber. And you find people like this, they're walking around in total, total dimion. You find people, especially people that are watching tremendous amount of movies, or you find teenagers sometimes, they're playing a lot of video games. They're living mamash in olam dimion. They don't know what's real and what's fake anymore. And they're living in the world of the online where they're not sure what's real and what's fake. And everything's fake. Everything's fake with them. Everything's real with them. There's a very, very blurred line in between the world of reality and the world of fake. And Rav Tzadik saying, and Rav Nachman saying also, this is not just by teenagers, not just by little kids in the playground. This is the reality that the Yetzirah does to every person, that he dangles something in front of us, but he doesn't show us what it is, and every person chases him, thinking that they're going to be able to be mamala their taiva, and that's the koyach ha-madama. That's what the koyach of the Yetzirah is. Very bekitzer, cyber of Tzadik and cyber of Nachman, the koyach of the Yetzirah b'chlal is the Indian of the koyach ha-madama. Befrat, when it comes to the Indian of Mitzrayim, Rav Tzadik's Mevara, and Nachman says it as well, the koyach of Mitzrayim befrat is the Indian of the koyach ha-madama more than any of the other nations. Which every nation's involved in this, because every nation is an aspect of the Yetzirah which is involved in the koyach ha-madama. Mitzrayim, more than anybody else, is the koyach ha-madama, it's the koyach of imagination. Could be, Tzadik doesn't write this, but could be, the reason why, as we mentioned before from that Rizal, he writes at the beginning of Shaar Kavanos, in the first beginning of Shaar Kavanos, that the reason why Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim is because Klal Yisrael had to go down to Mitzrayim to be Mesak and the Chet of Adam Rishon. That for Kuf Lamed Shana, after Adam Rishon Eif and the Chet of the Eitz, after Eif and the Eitz Adas, Adam was perished Mechavi Ishtoi, and Adam had 130 years where there was some aspect of Pagam Avris. And Klal Yisrael has to go down to Ervas Aretz, down to the place of Mitzrayim, in order to be Mevara, in order to be Mamala, all those Netzitzis that Adam Rishon lost throughout those 130 years, which is the Bechina Pagama Bris, Klal Yisrael has to go down to Mitzrayim to be Mavira. Pagama Bris is the ultimate place of Dimyon. The ultimate place of Taiva, the ultimate place of fantasy is in the world of Pagama Bris. Saib is Manenu, where it's very, very clear that that's everything that's connected to the world of Pagama Bris is all fake. It's all the whole world of the online world, which is the ultimate pagama bris, is all fake. It's all fantasy. It's all movies. It's all things that are not a reality that a person is able to live with. And so, but there are chlal. The whole Indian of pagama bris and taiva is that a person is misava. A person thinks that that's going to be the shlemus of what's going to get them the ultimate taiva. And a person chases after befrat taivas nashim. And the whole Indian of taivas nashim, it's all dim. It's all fantasy. Why does a person look at somebody else who's walking down the street, another woman? Because you think that you have a shaykhus to that person. You don't have a shaykhus to that person. You're never going to see her again. You have no shaykhus to her. There's no connection between you and that person. But in the world of dimyan, so you ready, your mind already starts to race and start to think, I have a shaykhus to that person. Who knows? Maybe I can end up shmoozing with that person and maybe something can come from it. It all begins and it all ends in the place of kaycha dimyan. The melo when Klal Yisrael goes down to Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim is going to be the kaycha madame. The whole avoid of Klal Yisrael going down to Mitzrayim is to be able to be mavara this kaycha madame, to be able to get out of this place of fantasy and to live in the world of reality. That's what Klal Yisrael needs to do in Mitzrayim. Could be befrat, because this is the ticket to the Pagama Bris of Adam Arishin, which came from the world of Dimyan. Pagama Bris comes from the kaycha madame. And the avoida and Klal Yisrael going down to Mitzrayim is to be able to misaken the inyan of the kaycha madame and to be able to get out of the world of fantasy, to be able to live in the world of reality. Right, we mentioned on Shabbos that the Meir Shalach writes that there were no fences really surrounding Mitzrayim. It was all Dimyan that Mitzrayim made Klal Yisrael think that they can't run away. Really, they could have stood up and walked out of Mitzrayim, but they got us so caught up in the Klayach Dimyan that we thought that this is the reality. We can't even leave. The propaganda was so strong that Klal Yisrael thought that they can't walk out of Mitzrayim. And Mele, even though they physically could have, the Klayach Dimyan got them so caught up that they started to believe that they were an Eved. They started to believe that they can never get out. Mele, they stopped trying to even walk out. And they stopped trying to leave. In his Akdamat Lukut Maran, Nachman has a shir, there's a song over there, like a poem that Nachman writes. And he writes over there that a person should not be like the elephant who's foolish, who's being held back by a small peg that's holding him back. Nachman says, and the way the Mefarshim explain it, I don't know if they still do this by circuses, but the way they used to do it in a circus, they would take a baby elephant. How do you hold a big elephant in a cage? An elephant can run through any cage. He's massive. They would take a baby elephant right when the elephant's born, and they would take his leg, and they would tie it with a small peg into the ground. Now, he's a small elephant, and Itaka doesn't have the ability to be able to pull the peg out. He's a little baby elephant. He doesn't have the ability to pull it out. He tries and tries and tries for 2-3 weeks, and eventually, after 2-3 weeks, he stops trying. Now, as the animal grows bigger, he already got so fadimian that he can't get out of that place of the peg that's holding him down, that even when he's thousands of pounds large, and of course he can get out of it, the peg is still holding him down and doesn't allow him to get out of that place. That's a kaych of dimyan that the HR puts on a person, that is madama, that I can't get out of the place I'm in, that I can't get out of the matzav that I'm in, that I'm stuck in that world called Mitzrayim, I'm stuck in that world of being an Eved, and this is my reality, and this is the way things are going to be. And the kaych of Mitzrayim is this kaych of dimyan, which causes us to think that what we want is going to be the kaych of the HR, and the world of ruchnias that I really want, I don't have the ability to actually get to. That's the kaych of what Mitzrayim does. Mitzrayim is the Indian of the Kayach Madama, the Spitz Kayach Madama, the Spitz place where you find the concept of Madama is Dafka by the Indian of Mitzrayim. That's why each one of these are Richas. I don't want to be Meirich, but that's why you find the Pare, for example, is connected to the Indian of Das. We mentioned, I think, last year, Pare is connected to the Oirif. Pare comes from that place which is Machalik between the Meichen and the Midas. Pare comes from where the Meichen are supposed to go down to the Midas. Anytime there's going to be a break in between the intellect and the emotions, that's going to be a problem in Kayach Madama. Because ultimately, what's supposed to happen is Kayach Madama comes because the Das is not Shalim, the Das is not complete. And because the das is not complete, so the things in my the bridge between my mind and my emotions are cut off. That bridge, which is supposed to bridge the gap in between my brain, my intellect, the chachman bina, and the place of midas, is cut off. So now my instead of my emotions being channeled through the kayach of proper seichel, like Rav Nachman said, I have to go from kayach medama to seichel. Everything's just being run on their own. It's shrivi salei, like Rav Nachman says. Everything's running in a way that it can run on their own path. So the kayach of parei, which is the kayach of a'irif, which comes from the place of the neck, which breaks the bridge in between the mayach and the midas, that causes this ability for a person to be stuck in this world of kayach medama. And mela, everything that Mitzrayim was the inyan of medama. Rav Tzadik Taka writes this mefurish in Ois Reish Hei in Tzidkas Tzadik. He writes v'shamati. This mesera every time Rav Tzadik writes v'shamati, he means from his Rebbe the Meir Shalach. V'shamati the Mitzrayim writes a leimer dimyan. What is Mitzrayim? Zark the Benachman. If you want to touch a Mitzrayim in one word, Mitzrayim is the inyan of dimyan. And he says this is mavur based on our rizal shehu ha'gerin v'meichin the katnas. What is Pare? Pare comes from that place, which is the Gorin, which is the throat, which is that place of Ayrif, which is the Meichan the Katnas. V'meitzer Yam. Zakter Tzadik, that's what it's called, Meitzer Yam. We mentioned one Pshat on Shabbos. Zakter Tzadik, what's Meitzer Yam? Yam represents the Indian of Chachma. Yam is called Yama Chachma. Right? The Rambam says a person has to be toivel himself in the Yam of Torah, Yam of Chachma. Yam is called by Chazal the Yam of Chachma. Meitzer to the Indian of Yam is the Indian of Dimyon. If a person has proper Chachma, then you don't get caught up in the place of Dimyon. Like Rav Nachman said, a person has to go up from the place of Seichel, up from the place of Medame. Ulalas says, Ulalas Ela Seichel. What Mitzrayim does is they put a Meitzer on the Indian of the Yam of Chachma. They stop the Indian of Chachma, and because there's no proper Chachma, because my intellect is not working properly, now the imagination runs loose, and now I can be caught up in the Kayach Medame. And Mimili says, it's Shadim Yoina say Mitzrayim. They're a Meitzar, the Spasha Shal Yama Chachma. They don't allow the Yama Chachma, which should be spreading throughout me, they don't allow it to spread. Kim Shnei Afachim Amish. Zakhtar Sadik, they're two Afachim. Either Chachma or Dimyanis. Those two things don't go together. Somebody who's a Chacham is not living in the world of fantasy, and somebody who has a Ruach Shtos is living in the world of fantasy. It's either or. Either you have Chachma or you have the kayach of Dimin. And Memela, what Mitzrayim does, the way that you touch up the word Mitzrayim is it's a Meitzar on the Indian of Yamach Chachma. That's what Mitzrayim is. That's what Pari is from the Geirin, from the Indian of Oirif. That's what Pari does, is Pari causes Klal Yisrael to get caught up in the kayach of Dimin. Sai Mitzad, the inability that we have to grow. Sai Mitzad, the Indian of the Yetzirah that causes us to think that that's going to be Mashlamar, Taiva, Mashlamar, Simcha, is that Indian of Taivis. And that's the kayach of what Mitzrayim does to Klal Yisrael, is puts us in this kayach of Dimin. So the Christ said, it's Zela Umazeh. The more a person has Chachma, the less Dimin there is. The less Dimin, the more Chachma there is. That's why, for example, we find that Rafi Yedem and Atayrah, that after Klal Yisrael is Rafi Yedem and Atayrah, that's when Amalek attacked. Amalek is also very heavily connected to the Indian of Dimin. We mentioned in Chedesh Adar, that Chedesh Adar is connected to Is Kuf. Kuf is the Indian of Kekayf Ifnei Adam, which is the Indian of Dimin. And Mela, Rafi Yedem and Atayrah, when you lack Torah, the Rambam says, when a person's mind is free of Torah, that's when all the Ruach Shtos comes in, which means you either have Chachma or you have Dimin. The more Chachma you fill yourself with, the more you're able to use the world of Chachma properly, the less Dimin there is. And Chalila Fakir, the more Dimin there is, the less space there is for Chachma. Zela Umazeh, when one grows, the other one falls. And Mela, the Avodah of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim was not to get caught up in the Kayach HaMadama. And that's why he said, the Ritzadik writes in Machshavas Haaretz, which he talks a few pieces over there about the Indian of Kayach HaMadama, he says, V'zeh HaZeichel Ge'ula HaShleima, Mikolon Dom Yonis La... How do you become free from the Yetzirah? When a person gets out of Demyonis Olam Hazeh, when a person leaves the world of Demyonis Olam Hazeh, which is the concept of Geulas Mitzrayim, what we left during Chedesh Nisan and on Pesach, we left the Kayach HaDimyon. Zoktib Tzadik, the Shleimus of Yetzirah Mitzrayim is Kriyas Yamsuf. What happens at Kriyas Yamsuf is the Indian of Nevuah. Nevuah is the ultimate birah on the Kayach HaMadama. Nevuah means that instead of getting caught up in Dimyonis of Shav, Nevuah is the Indian of Dimyon, which is the highest level of Dimyon. It's Dimyon, which is a Dimyon, which is coming from the Rabban Hashem. It's not just Chachma. It's higher than Chachma. And Mimele, even the Shivcha Sheva Yam, which again, the Yam represents the Yam of Chachma, was able to have the Kayach HaNevuah because Klal Yisrael left the place of Dimyon. Klal Yisrael walked out of the place. We got to the place of Rasha Shivcha Alayam, Mashallah Rei Cheskel Bambuzi. That's the ultimate Shlemus of Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim, is to get out of it. And he says, V'chein b'nisan asit l'ni gol, the avoida of Nisan, the avoida of working on Chedesh Nisan is to work on getting out of the kayach of Dimyon and getting to the place of Seichel, getting to the place that a person has kayach. He explains over there in Rasisi Alayla, in Oislam Adhei, he explains that really there's two types of Dimyon. I'll just speak it out very quickly. I'm not going to go into it. Barichas, he says that there's really two types of Dimyon. One is the type of Dimyon where a person thinks, like we're saying, that a person chases after things and a person thinks that those are going to bring him Shlemus. That's a general Dimyon that a person is involved in Olam Hazeh. But there's another type of Dimyon that says is really Dimyon Mitzrayim, which is a laziness. It's a Dimyon that a person thinks that they don't have to do any work, they don't have to work Bechlal, and they can just be involved and just sitting back and lazy, and they don't have to do everything. Everything is going to come to them on their own. So there's one type of Dimyon where a person is running too fast after all of Tanuga Olam Hazeh. And there's another type of Dimyon where in Ruchnius, a person says, I can just sit back and everything will come to me on my own, and a person's caught up on the Kayach HaMadama. That's why, for example, we find by Mitzrayim is called Ervas Ha'aretz. Ervas means a perversion of the Indian of Aretz. Tzadik says, what's Aretz? Aretz represents working. Aretz represents working the land. Ervas Aretz meant that Mitzrayim was a perversion of the Indian of the land, of the working of the land. Mitzrayim had the Indian of the Nile. They had water coming to them. They didn't need Bechlal, the Indian of rain, of Geshem coming down, the opposite of Eretz Yisrael. The Melo Mitzrayim is the Indian of a Dimyon, which is a Dimyon of Shav, and it's a Dimyon, which is the fact that a person doesn't need to work. But again, regardless of what type of Dimyon it is, huh?
Is that also direct?
Why? Yeah, exactly. Now the lack of necessity to work on Torah, to work on Avodah, is also that's also the laziness of Mitzrayim. It's also the Koyach HaDimyon, that I can access everything without actually having to work. I can just sit back and everything will come to me. Everything will come in a way that I don't have to work. That's all from the Koyach HaDimyon that you find by the Koyach of Klal Yisrael. That's why, for example, you find that Avir de Eretz Yisrael is Machben, which means the land of Eretz Yisrael. It says that Avram Avinu passed by Eretz Canaan, which is Eretz Yisrael. And Avram Avinu saw the people, they were working hard. And Avram Avinu said, I want this land to be connected to my children. Moshe told him, Enechanami, your children are going to get this land. Because the ultimate shlemus of Avodah takes place in Eretz Yisrael. And the ultimate psul, where the ultimate breakdown in Avodah takes place in Mitzrayim. So the Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael is, Avira, the Eretz Yisrael is Machen. The land itself makes a person smart. And Mashenkin, the Avira of the Umas Olam, Chazal said that the Avira of the Eretz Amim is Metame a person. Just being in the land itself is already Metame a person, because it's the perversion. It's that Koyach Madame, which is the opposite of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Eini Hashem Alekechem Ba, Einayim is always the Inin of Chachma, Eini Aida is the Inin of Chachma, Eini Hashem Alekechem Ba, Mireish Hashanah Vat Achar Hashanah is the Inin of the Einayim of the Chachma that's in Eretz Yisrael. And Mela, just being in Eretz Yisrael gives a person a reality check on what's real in life, what's not real. Right? People like to say when you come back from Eretz Yisrael and then you come back to real life, but that's the real life. That's where a person leaves Koyach HaMadame and goes to the place of reality. And when a person's there, Avir Eretz Yisrael is Machem, makes a person smart. Mashenki, when a person leaves that place, then the Avira of the Umasa of the Eretz Amim, that itself is Metame person. That's what Reb Tzadik says, or Nachman says as well. That's the Koyach of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a Mitzar on the Yama, the Yama Chachma. Mitzrayim is the Koyach HaMadame, which doesn't allow a person to be able to think properly, doesn't allow a person to be able to understand what is the tachlis of life, and a person gets caught up in all sort of fantasies where he's chasing things that are not really going to bring him shlemus, or he's not doing anything, which is not going to bring him shlemus in ruchnius and avodas Hashem. Either one of those two koyach adimians is the koyach of Mitzrayim. That's why we find that all karbanos. So Nachman writes that all karbanos, the point of bringing a karban is to be mavar the koyach medama. He says that every behema is the koyach medama, and every adam is the koyach of seichel. The mile of an adam over a behema, Nachman says, is the koyach of seichel versus the koyach medama. He writes in the same Torah over there, in the Torah that I mentioned in Torah Chafei, at the end of Torah Chafei, he says, "Our karbanos mevi'in mebehemus shemechinus koyach medama. Behema is the inner of the koyach medama. Ke behema yesh lagam ken koyach medama. Ukusha adam hoylach achar achar medama shebeleiv da'ino achar ta avoysav chas v'shalom sheboim koyach medama zeh ma'isa behema mamish. A person chases the koyach medama. That's the ma'isa of ma'isa behema." That's, and Memela, Zakhtar Nachman, a person has to take the Indian of a carbon, which the whole idea of a carbon is to take the Nefesh Abahami, which is the Koyach HaMadame, to take that Koyach and to Shecht it, and he says you have to be Seimach, he explains the Indian of being Seimach Yad, and to be Mizvada, to have the Indian of Vidoy on the Behema, to take the Koyach HaMadame, the Koyach HaBahama, which caused me to get involved in Averis and be Sheikhed it to the Rabbanu Shalom, and Shecht the Koyach HaMadame, to be Mavar the Koyach HaMadame. And that's why Taka, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the way that we left Mitzrayim was with a carbon Pesach, because you have to take the Koyach HaMadame, which is the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, is the Indian of the Seb. That's what they use as Avodah Zarah. The Avodah is take that Koyach, which the Umas Olam uses the Avodah Zarah, which all Avodah Zarah is rooted in the Koyach HaMadame. Go ahead and shecht it and show that you're being Mavar the Koyach HaMadame, and be able to pull out any toiv that's stuck within that Koyach HaMadame. And Memela Klal Yisrael is not caught up anymore in the shlita of the Umas Olam. This is also why we find, for example, that there's so many mitzvahs that we find that are zechel etzias Mitzrayim. Why is everything zechel etzias Mitzrayim? It's the ultimate zecha that Klal Yisrael has to have on a regular basis, every day, is zechel etzias Mitzrayim. Why? Rav Nachman writes in Torah Nundalad and Eisvav, he writes that where does the koyach of shichach come from? Why does a person forget? A person forgetting comes from the koyach medama, which means when I'm caught up in the world of fantasy, so then there's no koyach v'zikaron b'chlam. He says al yedei stalkas adas. When a person loses their das, al yedei zanoifel mehavas Hashem isbarach. You fall from mehavas Hashem, lehavas abahamias. You fall to love for bahamiastic things, for animalistic things, which is like he said over there in Torah Chafei. That's the koyach medama. But azmis gabral of koyach medama. And when a person forgets about, when a person loses his das, which like we said is the koyach mitzrayim, you lose your das, then you get caught up in Ahavas Bahamias, you get caught up in fake things, things that aren't really going to bring you real shleimus. But Oz Miskabel of Koyach Hamadame, Shu Koyach Bahamias, Val Yedei Koyach Hamadame, Nifkam Azikar V'Neifel Shicha. When I'm caught up in the world of fantasy, then I start forgetting things. I forget what my purpose in this world is, I forget what the Tachlas of Elam Haza is, I forget that I'm Chelek Elekai Mimal, I forget that I have the ability to go Ain't Seif in a way that it's not Shayach Bechlal for a person to be Masig, I forget everything that's real in life, and I start to only remember those things that are fake. And And Memela, the Avoida of Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, is that when a person wants to leave Mitzrayim, which means to leave the Kayach Madama, the way that you do it is Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Timcha Zechel Amalek. Amalek is a Kayach Madama, which is evil, because Amalek is connected to the Indian of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the Indian of the Ois Kuf, which is the Indian of the Kayach Madama. And Memela, the Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim means that every time we remember Mitzrayim, what we are remembering is, Malchame Eretz Mitzrayim, that we leave Eretz Mitzrayim, we leave that place of Demyon Yeshav, we leave the place of false fantasies, we leave the place where we're running after, like Rav Nachman said, the child on the playground, and we're able to get to the place of the Koyach HaMadameh, where we're able to get out of the Koyach HaMadameh, and able to get to the place where we remember what the tachas of life is. Remember, Zachar, we're able to remember Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we're able to get out of that place of the world of Koyach HaMadameh. That's all what takes place, really, on Leil HaSeder. And now it's very, very clear why the Avoida on Leil HaSeder is Chayiv Adam, Liris es Atzmai, Kilu Yatzmai Mitzrayim. Why? The first step in leaving Koyach HaMadameh is I have to get out of the world of fantasy. But that's the first step. But that's what we spoke about on Shabbos. That's Eskafia. That's okay, I held down. I'm not caught up in the world of fantasy. I'm living in a world which is very sickly. But the real Koyach is, like we mentioned at the beginning, to go down to the Koyach of the Yetzirah and to be able to be Ishapcha. To be able to mahapech the Koyach that the Yetzirah has and to be able to utilize the Vatoyev. To be able to pull out the Koyach HaMadama and not squash the Koyach HaMadama. I don't want to take my power of imagination and squash it, the power of fantasy and squash it. If I'm able to utilize it properly, it's the strongest power that a person has. It could either pull me down to the place of Bahamias. When a person is able to utilize it in a way which is good, so I can fantasize about what Koyach I can have. I can fantasize about the growth that a person is able to have in Avodas Hashem. So I can use the Koyach HaMadama as the greatest way to propel me weiter in Avodas Hashem. And Memela, the Iker Koyach that takes place by Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just to leave Mitzrayim. The Iker Koyach is Rasa Shivcha Layama, Mashalei Yecheskel Bambuzi, that the person who is a Shivcha now is able to get to the level of Nevuah. Nevuah is the Birur of Koyach HaMadama in the highest level. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, who is Das, is the one who takes us out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who has the greatest clarity in Nevuah. Skaplaria HaMe'ira, he's able to see with the level of Zeh, because Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no dimin. Every Nevuah has a little bit of dimin in it. It's not 100% clarity. But Moshe Rabbeinu is the ultimate Nevuah, and every Yid was Zeicha to get to the place of Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mashallah Re'echeska Bambuzi come out like Moshe Rabbeinu when Kla Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Because the ultimate is that we're able to get to the place, we're able to utilize the Koyach HaMadama in a way which is good. And Tzadik writes Meforish Machshavas Charetz over there. Also, one of those ices, Gimel or Dalet, he writes over there. He writes Ukeshemayecha Chachma Goiver. When I use the Chachma properly, Azu Moshe Koyach HaMadama. Then instead of Koyach HaMadama dragging me, then the Chachma is able to drag the Koyach HaMadama. Imor Lias Gam Kol Adam Yoynes. All the demyonis that I have are able to be rakla Hashem Lavadi. I'm able to have all the demyonis that I'm using. The koyach of my imagination is no longer schlepping me to the world of animalistic things. On the contrary, now my demyonis are bringing me to the place of Nevuah. Now they're bringing me to the place of Rasa Shichal Hayam. Umisha Zechel Hagber Koyach Chachma Ad She'ein Etzlei Shum Dimyon Shabbatali. There's no dimyon. Zeh Tam Chachma Amiti. Shekol Sichas and Torah, and even the Sicha B'Teila is also Torah. That everything that a person is involved in, say the koyach of Chachma and say the koyach of Dimyon, are able to rise to the place which is able to be utilized properly. And that's why, like we said, that's why the avoid of Leil HaSeder is to use the power of imagination of Chayav Adam Liris Es Atzmi, Kili Yatzmi Mitzrayim. That's not the avoid of Purim, it's not the avoid of Chanukah, it's not the avoid of Shavuos, not Sukkot, not any other Yontif. The avoid of Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim is that Mitzrayim is the Indian of Koyach HaDimyon. The Yetzias Mitzrayim means I now am able to take the power of imagination, and instead of it schlepping me down to the worst places, I can now use it to be able to get to Matan Torah. I can now use it to get to Rosh Hashiv Chalayam. I can now use it in the greatest way possible. Chayav Adam, Liris Es Atzmai, Kilu Yatzmi Mitzrayim. Where do you find a place that you're able to see the greatest Koyach HaDimyon aside from Nevuah? This is also connected to the Indian of Nevuah, is the Indian of dreams. Dreams are the greatest beer in the Koyach of Dimyon. The whole Indian of a dream is a Koyach HaMadama, is a Koyach of Dimyon. What is a dream? A dream is that a person gets caught up in the world of fantasy, and the things that you see in the dream, whether good or bad, are all caught up in the world of fantasy. It's things that you're able to see, you're able to put things together that don't really go together. Nachman says a person is able to run through many, many years, decades of a person's life in an instant in a dream. The whole Indian of a dream is a Koyach HaMadama. But there's a Koyach HaMadama, there's a Chalaim, which is the greatest thing possible, which is a chalaim that the Rebbeinu Shem sending down a mixas nevuah to a person. Like Tzadik himself has a whole sefer called Divrei Chalaim, but all the chalaim is all the Torah that he dreamt of while he was sleeping. There's a chalaim which comes from the highest place, and it's a chalaim which a person is dreaming of fantasies. That's mikra laila, means that a person at night was thinking about things. He was thinking about things during the day that led him at night to get caught up in the world of pagama bris. That the dimyon throughout the day got him to have dreams at night that caught him to get involved in the world of Mikra Laila, and that's the ultimate Pagama Bris. But the highest level of Chalaim is where the Chalaim is able to be the greatest thing. Nachman writes this Mefurish in Tinyan and Terehei, Ois Tess. He writes, Ki Chalaim Ayedei Malach Zebachinus Adam. Again, we said before, it's an Adam and a Behema. Zaktav Nachman, Chaloim al Yedei Malach, a Chaloim that comes from a Malach, which means from a spiritual place, that's Zebachinus Adam. Bechinus Nasa Adam, Bitzal Meinu, Bitzal Meinu Kidmasenu. Kidmasenu, Zaktav Nachman, Kidmasenu is the Lashon of Zekoyach HaMedame. That's the Koyach HaMedame. Kidmasenu is the Lashon HaMedame. Shehu Bitzal Meinu, Bechinus Malach. Bitzal Meinu is the Malachim that were involved in it. Kidmasenu, Bitzalmenu, Kidmasenu means that that dimion that a person has is coming from the place of a malach. But b'chinas chaloyim al yedei malach. The dream is a dream through a malach. Ki b'shas shena, ha-mayach mestalak. What happens when you sleep? The mayach is not there anymore. Ve'enish rak koyach ha-madame. The only thing that remains when you're sleeping is the koyach ha-madame. U'kashal mayach and zakim, when the mayach is clean, and the mayach is purified, and the chachma is purified, oz gam koyach ha-madame, shenishar, hu b'chinas malach. Then even the madame that's left there is also the koyach ha-madame. Mamash like Rabbi Tzadik says, the koyach ha-madame is also able to be elevated, that's a koyach ha-madame. And then a person's chalemus that a person has is the chalem of an Adam. Nasa Adam, you're able to be an Adam, bitzalmenu kidmasenu. When the dmus is able to be, when the Indian of Dimian is able to be bitzalmenu from the level of a tselem of the malach, that's when a person is able to have a thing. Aval chalem al yedei shade, but then he can have a chalem through yedei shade, zeh b'chin is behem. That's a b'chin of behem. You can either have a chalem which proves that you're a human, or on the contrary, you could have a chalim which proves that a person's connected to that inyan of a behema. That's the dimin, which is either toiv, or the dimin, which is totally ra. This is why we find that Tzadik writes that by Yosef Atzadik and Yaakov Avinu, we find that they're the first, the second dream in the Torah is Yaakov and Yosef. Both of them have dreams that are the ultimate bir in the koyach hamadame, which is toiv. Yaakov Avinu is Yaakov Ish Emes. Yaakov Avinu is the ultimate koyach of the bir of that everything's Emes. Yaakov Avinu lives in the world of total Emes. Yaakov Avinu's dream is a koyach of Emes. Yaakov Avinu's dream is Vihine Hashem Nitzav Olav. Yaakov Avinu's dream is a dream. But Yaakov Avinu, the first dream we find in the Torah is the shleimus of the Indian of Chalayim, which is the Indian of Vihine Hashem Nitzav Olav. Instead of dreaming about a behemah, instead of dreaming about things that are physical, which is what Pari ends up dreaming about, a mamash about behemahs, instead of dreaming about those kind of things, Yaakov Avinu is dreaming Vihine Sulam Mutzav Arza. He dreams about the highest things that are possible, the highest level possible. Yosef Atzadik Zekter Tzadik, even though he's not dreaming about Vihine Hashem Nitzav Olav, what's Yosef Atzadik dreaming about? He's dreaming about his own fantasies, about his fantasy to be the king. And that's why the brother said, if you're dreaming about Hashem, Zuck the brothers, we have no problem agreeing that it's possible to dream about Hashem. Yaakov Avinu dreamt about Hashem. But you're dreaming about being a melech. That's a fantasy. That's what everybody else dreams about. Zakab Tzadik and Sisi Alayla and Islamad, he says, Faker. It says, Yosef Tzadik was able to be Mavar that even the Chalemis that looked like the Chalemis of Shav, even the Chalemis that looked like they're the fantasies of everybody else, but Yosef Tzadik, it's the ultimate place. That's what it says. Yosef Tzadik is Dmus Diukne Shal Aviv. It's a Dmus of Diukne Shal Aviv. He's not Mamish Aviv. He's not dreaming about Vina Hashem Nitzav Olav. He's dreaming about the second level dream, which is the dream that takes place about himself being a king. But afal pikin, avol beemes loy hoya the miyonis shav shrei hoya kach v'zen nitzich amolik loy al yidei shlita al yidim l'gamri. That's why the ones that fight Amalek are only Zarish al Yosef, because Amalek, like we said, is the koyach of Dimyon. Amalek is connected to Eis Kuf, which is the koyach of Madame, and the ones that fight it is Dafka Yosef Atzadik. Yosef Atzadik was able to show that he can sleep, and when he's sleeping, everything that he's dreaming about, even that which looks like physical things, Hamleich Tamleich Aleinu, is afal pikin able to be totally emes, and it's not just his own fantasies. Yosef Atzadik is the one who's able to go down to Mitzrayim. Yosef Atzadik is the one who's able to be mevara the koyach madame in Mitzrayim, and Yosef Atzadik is able to get us out of Mitzrayim. The yikach Moshe. Moshe is the Indian of Das. It's Asmitz Yosef. Yosef is the koyach madame. So Moshe is the Indian of Chachma. Moshe is the Indian of Das. But Moshe together with Yosef is this merge of these two things together. Moshe is the Chachma. Yosef Atzadik is the Bira on the koyach madame. The two of them together are able to get out of Mitzrayim. If you have the Moyach and you have the koyach madame, that's how you're able to get out of Mitzrayim. And Mela, everything that revolves around the Indian of Lela Seder and Golas Mitzrayim and Geulas Mitzrayim revolves around the Indian of Chalayim, because it's the Koyach HaMadame that's able to be purified. Yosef Atzadik is the one who's able to get us out. This is the pshat why at the beginning of Lela Seder you can't fall asleep. Because at the beginning of Lela Seder, a person is holding mamash at the beginning. At the beginning of Lela Seder, if a person falls asleep, it's a terrible thing. Because falling asleep is going to fall down to the place of Mitzrayim. It's Koyach HaMadame. Once a person goes through the whole Lela Seder, you know what the shlemus of Lela Seder is? Dafka fall asleep. Dafka chat v'shina. Dafka that shina, the lashon mechaber, that it grabs you. They're able to fall to the place where you fall asleep on your agada by the ka'ara, by the seder. That's the shleimus of lela seder. When you're able to be chat v'shina, when you're able to have sleeping by lela seder, that's the ultimate shleimus. The beginning is not good, but the shleimus of it is you're able to see that it's toiv. That's why the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah writes, hine toiv, toiv ma'oid, toiv ma'oid, zok the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, toiv ma'oid is the ending of sleeping. Frak chazal, that's good. It's a mila to sleep. Zakab Tzadik, yeah, there is a mile on sleeping. When a person's able to fall asleep, in the way that his kayach hamadama is purified, then there's nothing wrong with it. Then fakir, then there's a maila in the inyan of sleeping. Then the inyan of sleeping is the shlemus. That's why we mentioned on Shabbos that Chazal say that they took the seh when they were taking the karm pesach and they tied it to the kari amita. They tied it dafka to the bed. Why the bed? Couldn't figure out anywhere else in the house to tie it to. Tie it to the lamppost outside. Tie it to the living room, the dining room. Why do you have to have it sitting by your bed the whole time making noise while you're trying to sleep? But the pshat is that they took the avodah zarah of Mitzrayim and they put it by the mita. Yaakov Avinu is midas emes, is mitasei shlema. Yaakov Avinu is that his mita is shlema. Mita shlema means that he had all purified children. But mitasei shlema also means that he wasn't involved in pegama bris, which means he wasn't involved in the kaycha behema, which means he wasn't caught up in this world of kaych adimim. Mitasei shlema means that the mita, even when Yaakov Avinu slept, his mita was shlema. Vina Yaakov Avinu has a chalaim. And what does he see? Sulam utziv artiv. Vina Hashem nitziv olav. Yaakov Avinu is mitasei shlema. Is the way that Klai Yisrael gets Adam Mitzrayim. Take the behema. Behema represents the kaych adamah. Tie it to the kariyah mita. And dafka over there, that's where we're able to get Adam Mitzrayim. And that's what Shabbos HaGadol is its ability to be able to be magale, that maila the Klai Yisrael has, they're able to be mavara the kayach hamadam. And this is what it means, chayav odam, liris is atzmi kilu yatzmi Mitzrayim. To be able to get to the place of the ultimate birur, where a person is able to see this kayach. That's why it could be perhaps, that's why there's Indian, put down halacha already there. A person doesn't say krishma alamita when it comes to lola seder. Pasha is lola shimurim, so you don't have to say krishma alamita. The other pshat is, could be, because the whole Indian of krishma hamapil is to make sure that all my chalaimus, all my machshavas I'm having at night are purified. Lola seder, you don't have to worry about that. If you went through the whole seder, you went through the seder properly, kadesh, urchatz, karpas, everything's, now you're purified. The kayach hamadama is purified, you don't have to worry bechlal about having any dreams that are inappropriate on lola seder. Everything's purified. The kayach hamadama is the ultimate purification that's able to come. Just to end with one last nakuda. Could be this is the pshat why you find the ribuy of svarim when it comes to the Indian Pesach. They don't find it by any other yontif. The amount of new agadah. So you go into Judaica Plaza, it's tables full of agadahs. Megillah, there's one table, maybe a table and a half. When it comes to agadahs, every year it's tens and tens and tens of new agadahs that come out. I think this year I haven't gone through it, but I think I've seen probably 30, 40 new agadahs at least that came out. Just that I've seen tens and tens of new agadahs every year. Why? Reb Nachman writes in Chaim Aran that when a person is able to be mavar the kayach hamadama, that's what allows a person to be mechadish chadushei Torah. What's the inyan of kayach hadimin purified? Like we said, it's the inyan of chalayim. Part of the birur of kayach hamadama is that I can be mechadish things, that I can look at a piece of Torah, instead of just being limited to that world that I see in front of me, I can start to say things and I can start to spin thoughts in my head. If my dimyan is not used properly, so I'm thinking dimyan ashav, every havamin I have is total shtus. But if my dimyan is used properly, then I'm able to be mechadish chadushei Torah. Nachman says, I'll read the Lashon Chaim Ran, he says, it's the ultimate tikkun to herhurim that a person has to taivis. The ultimate tikkun is the opposite of kayach hamadama. The opposite is that a person is able to be mechadish chadushei Torah. And shehizir ma'oid lechadish b'Torah. He told his talmidim again and again, the chassidim again, to mechadish b'chadushei Torah. Gam omar shu'tov l'nishmas aviv. It's good for your avosev shekvar nistalku v'omar kvar nasati lachem kayach hamadama kasha v'toiv. Nachman said, I gave over to you, my chassidim, a kayach hamadama, which is kosher v'toiv, v'atem reshayim l'chadash b'toirah. You have the ability to be mechadash b'toirah because you have the kayach hamadama, which is kosher v'toiv. You have the kayach which is able to be used properly. And the mail of the kayach of a haggadah, which mentioned on Shabbos, that the inyan of haggadah, the Malbim writes, is the inyan of a chiddush. That the whole kayach of haggadah is that there's a tremendous amount of chiddushim that come out dafka Pesach. Pesach is the bir and the kayach hamadama. Basic is when the imagination is able to be harnessed in the proper way, and they are able to take it and utilize it to be mechadish chadusha Torah, as opposed to for the demyanis of shav, the inyan of the behemah. This is the avoid of every yid. Alela say the chayav adam lirois, like we said from Lashon the Rambam, lirois and laharois to show to others this kayach hamadama, to be able to utilize the power of imagination. Be able to sit Lela Seder. I heard from Rabbi Zucker, he said that the ikr, especially when you're trying to give over to our children, the ikr of Lela Seder is not vertlach. The ikr is not divrei Torah. The ikr is not fancy pshatim. The ikr is take a medrash before, if you have a chance to prepare, go through the medrashim and just talk about what, and try to imagine with your children what it looked like makas svardei. Not just the guy that hit the frog. Go through the medrashim, the tens and tens of medrashim, and there are svarim that have just a leakage of all the medrashim. I know I've been to his house many times in Pesach. He always has this sefer that is a leakage of all the midrashim next to them, always on the Pesach, always by Pesach on the table. It just look at the midrashim and sit with your children and try to imagine what makas dam look like and go through it by arichas, what makas dam is. Let's utilize the kayach hamadama in the ultimate way. Instead of being caught up in the dimyan of Olam Haza, I'm able to harness the power of imagination to get to the level of Chayef Adam Liris is Atzmi to the Yatzim Mitzrayim. So Hashem should help us. You should be zeichah to recognize this is the Kayach of the Meitzar of the Yam. I try to put a Yam on the Meitzar on the Inni of Yam HaChachma. You should be zeichah to be Mevar the Kayach of Madama. And through that, we'll be zeichah to leave Mitzrayim. We'll be zeichah to get the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, the ultimate place of Yichah between Moshe and Yosef. That Yichah between the Chachma and the Inni of Madama. We'll be zeichah to the Gula Hashem.